we're going to come back and talk now with the assistant DPW director up in Gloucester, old friend and former student Joe Lucido. Hi, Joe. How are you?
Rick, I'm well. How are you?
We're doing well. By the way, Josh Arnold is with us. Josh remotely working in his home studio. And Joe, so much to cover in such a short time. But I guess the first thing I should do is just ask you in general, what's going on with the DPW right now? Business as usual, business not as usual, somewhere in between?
So I think it's a combination of both, Rick and Josh. Welcome. Good to hear from you, old friend, yep. Former boss.
Yeah. Yeah.
Gloucester DPW right now is trying to keep things business as usual. And so we've done a handful of modifications. The way we, run business today, the gates of the front yard are shut. There's no public access anymore, but we're still running the same crews that we normally would. We have modified shifts running, so we're running like a 50-50 shift. So we have guys that are not seeing each other. So if by chance someone within the department were to be, contract a disease or the virus, I should say, that we're not exposing everyone, which would potentially cripple Public Works. And as you all know, Public Works provides essential services for folks, and we need to be able to keep those services running. So we're doing no different than a lot of the other city departments. We're doing a lot of our business online, and we do have people manning the phones. So we have some folks remotely answering phones, making phone calls, but our trucks are still rolling every day. We have crews on the streets. Coming off of a slow winter, we thought we were in great shape because we were going to jump on these ball fields and get everything ready to go. And then, of course, 3 weeks ago, the brakes got slammed on us. And so now we're kind of, each week we kind of get together and say, okay, where do we go from here? And it's a learning curve for all of us. I mean, none of us have seen anything like this.
Joe, I was going to ask you about staffing, and you sort of touched on that. How long did it take you guys to modify the staffing, or in fact, is it modified? It seems that there have to have been some changes so that you do have this prevention that you just mentioned, so people don't come in contact with each other. But how long did it take for you guys to adjust to this?
So as a city on the whole, we had actually, I think we were a little bit ahead of the curve. We started talking about this probably 3 or 4 weeks ago. So we actually did have some plans in place, some different options, and they've changed a few times since. But basically, 2.5 weeks ago, all the managers met, and at that point in time, we decided that we cannot expose our staff to the potential of the virus. So we essentially closed down all city buildings. Shortly after that, that's when we went to a modified staffing within Public Works. So basically, we took the crew, the full staff, divided them in half, half in each division. So, we were working day on, day off. And now that the federal government has extended out through the end of April, we've gone to a week on, week off. So we have, a continuation of work every day. The day on, day off, I think it was in thought it made sense, but now that we took a step back and look at it, I think week on, week off is much more productive as far as work's concerned, and of course keeping the exposure down.
It strikes me that the crisis creates its own problems, but it also creates its own opportunities. I know when you worked in the school department, there was a Al Harper had got the crew in, and then for Al, and you'd bring the group in on a Saturday when there was nobody in the school, and they could knock out 3 or 4 rooms if they were painting. I'm thinking, gee, if city buildings are closed, some things that you would ordinarily put off to a vacation cycle or a summer cycle could get done now. Is that possible, or is that dreaming?
So that's exactly what we're doing on the building side of things. We had our April vacation work scheduled. We reached out to our vendors early enough that we were able to modify our schedule. So we have those summer type activities or those school vacation type activities going on right now with our maintenance staff. So great. we're pouring epoxy floors over at O'Malley in six bathrooms. We've accelerated our schedule and we're getting so much more done. Ceiling tiles, painting, those type of things. So it's,
sure.
When basically the schools shut down, we went into a full sanitization mode. So we basically, for the first 2 weeks, we went into every classroom. We brought all our night shift guys down to day shift, went in every classroom and sanitized from floor to ceiling. Once we get through that, we started working on the bathrooms and the common areas. So that was our immediate focus on the, because we were anticipating that school was going to open up shortly thereafter. And of course, now we know that's been extended. So that was our main focus. And then to take that a step further, then, that kind of moved on to our other divisions within Public Works. Our water and sewer division, they're starting to get their summer turn-ons. They're continuing to function like they normally would. Our public services division, they're starting to do their spring cleanups. We're still working on ball fields. We're still doing potholes. So that hasn't changed. Our trash service, that hasn't changed. Trash and recycling is being picked up as it normally would be. We've modified, unfortunately we had to close down our compost pickup for the end of the month. But then, of course, springtime, coming off of winter is our busy time for all our contract work. We just started phase two of the Trash Street water and sewer improvements. They started back up about 3 weeks ago, and we're working right through this. They're continuing their work up there. Our paving projects that are typically scheduled for the spring, they started rolling late last week, and, we're milling, grinding, pulverizing, getting ready for our paving projects. So Public Works, in a sense, we've modified our staffing, but we're moving forward. We're doing the best we can without missing a beat.
Joe,
it's been busy. It's been eerily quiet here, but it's been very busy.
I think it's remarkable, Joe, that you guys have transitioned so seamlessly to this and that the guys are out there working. And I admire, as I've told everybody, I looked at firefighters in a different way after 9/11, and I'm looking at DPW workers and grocery store workers and just about everybody who's still on the job. I mean, good clerks in takeout food. I mean, these people are amazing that they're still doing it, and I really appreciate what the Gloucester DPW is doing. And I noticed, I think it was several weeks ago now, that some of the spring work over on the harbor side of Stage Fort Park, clearing out all the brush, that was all done. I'm guessing that the mild winter helped give you guys a bit of a head start?
Yes, and that's it. And we, it's a big changeover date for us, and the question is, when is it safe to do so? So our equipment is all set up seasonal. So, usually late November, we go into winter mode. So, all the trucks are filled with sanders and spreaders. Plows go on.
Mm-hmm.
And we typically don't take that stuff off until April 1st. And even as, you both remember, April 1st doesn't mean you're in the clear. We've had plenty of big
storms. Yeah, April 1st snowstorms. Yeah.
We try to, you roll the dice, and so we start breaking down some of the equipment. And because the winter was so mild, we were able to kind of make that transition a little bit earlier than we normally would, which allows us to get out there and do some of that work because, once that weather starts breaking, we go from 0 to 60. There's really no downtime in between. We're fortunate now that obviously typically we're fighting Mother Nature trying to get ball fields ready, and by now, you'd be having scrimmages and games, and now that school's not in session, we've been able to kind of reallocate that manpower and work on projects like Stage Fort. We just spent some time over at Good Harbor Beach this weekend because our plovers have returned again.
Oh, boy.
It's doing our best to keep every ball in the air.
Finally, Joe.
Right now you have a lull because the growth cycle isn't much and you don't have the demand of spring sports. It's going to warm up eventually. It doesn't feel it this week, but it's going to warm up, and there'll be a time when when the cut cycle is 3 or 4 days, whether the kids are back or not. So you knock off all of the stuff I mean, are you poised to jump into that, or will you have to back off of that a little bit?
No, so we, you know, we'll cover it with, you know, we have a contractor that does work with us as well, so we may push a little bit of that off to them just to try to keep everything else going, but, you know,
sure.
We're going to do our best to minimize any impact on the daily operations.
Finally, Joe, any advice to the public? Because, as I said, from my perspective, as just a resident, it's been seamless. I've seen the trucks out there. I've seen people working. And, of course, recycle and trash pickup hasn't missed a beat. Do you have any advice or any final comments you want to mention?
You know, I think the biggest thing we're seeing here is people have been patient. You know, we don't have that immediate response that we typically would have, but, you know, I think we've done a pretty good job of dealing with those phone calls. I'm on the road every day, and I think people are starting to realize that this is real. You know, for a while there, the traffic hadn't died down. Now things have slowed down quite a bit. There's not as many people on the road. I think people are really heeding the advice of the governor, and, you know, we're just working really closely with City Hall, and we've got a great team within the city, and I think we found ourselves a little bit ahead of the curve here, where a lot of cities and towns are playing catch up. I think we were in a good spot, and it shows, and I hope you guys have recognized that and have seen that.
We have recognized it, and it's no small feat what you're doing, because Gloucester is, what, the third or fourth largest municipality in terms of land space. We're spread out. We're not a Danvers or a Beverly or a Salem that's more condensed. You've got, you know, twice as much land to cover between the streets, the roads, the parks, and the bridges and everything else.
Yes.
Yep, that's it. That says it all, and they've done a great job. Joe, thank you so much for taking the time. I know how busy you are. My congratulations to you and to Mike Hale and to all your crew members in doing such a great job. And for God's sakes, man, be safe.